Hey, Randy, come over here. What does that look like down there?
What's going on down there? That looks like Teddy.
That is Teddy, face down in the mud in the Pine Mountain Pond.
Looks like a rowboat. His putt-putt boat, his motorboat is stuck around his head in some fishing line or something.
You better get him up. Hey, Ted, you've been drinking too much or something. Come on, Ted, get up.
Oh, man, I don't know. Looks like...
Oh, Randy, I think he's dead.
No, Teddy's dead.
Teddy's dead.
Teddy's dead?
Ted's dead.
Oh, my God. He putt-putted his last putt.
I think he was staying here. He was going to stay here till late hours, and nobody knew. He must have had a heart attack or something.
Oh, we better get him back. We better get back to his house or something.
Oh, man, look at that. Teddy, wake up. He's dead, all right.
Stop that putt-putt. Oh, God, let me go. Let me get in the water here. There we go.
Well, he died doing what he loved.
He died putt-putting.
He died remote control.
Putt-putting. Yep, he made a boat go around in circles all the time. He'd always go around the other boats. Boy, we'll have to mention that at the wake or the memorial. Yeah. Oh, boy, Teddy, what are we going to tell his wife?
I don't know, but Randy.
I thought you were Randy.
Doesn't matter. He died doing what he loves. Let's get him. Oh, come on, Teddy. Let's carry him back. Let's get him back to the clubhouse or something.
Yeah, Bob Clark or Richard or somebody will maybe know what to do. I don't think his wife's home right now. She's
off playing bridge or something.
Ooh, Teddy, you smell like catfish.
Well, his face is probably in the water for a while.
I'm gonna miss this old guy.
Yep, he taught me how to putt-putt.
I got a boat in my garage about the size of a shoebox. Teddy gave it to me last Christmas.
Yeah, it's gonna be a sad day next Saturday here at the Pine Mountain Club Pond.
You'll all miss Ted.
Yep. Okay. All right. Got him in the Jeep. Let's go. Let's take him back now.
I hear some cattle rustling.
Yeah, so do I. All right, Teddy. We'll miss you. All right, Teddy. Putt-putt.
Old Ted liked his putt-putt. Very much. Old Ted liked his putt-putt till he died. He liked it so much, he died. Putting his putt-putt. Old Randy and Tom found Ted with his face down near his putt-putt. Old Randy and Tom pulled him out of the pond from his putt-putt. Putt-putt. And the putt-putt went went Now, Ted is buried in an old graveyard, but it ain't too far from the pond. Everybody who played putt-putt with Ted visits him now and on. Ted knew how to cruise those toy boats in the pond that went putt-putt. Putt, putt. A lot of people wish they'd shut up, but the ones that float the boat say what? This is dedicated to Ted. Now that he's dead, gave his life for the putt, putt. The putt, putt.
Split the phrases, you mule hip cayuses! Woohoo! Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sir. It's time for Peter Gunther's Trail.
Trail Mix listeners, we're in a truck right now with Michael Cram. He lives in Pine Mountain
Who's
Club.
Who's that?
That's you, the driver.
Oh.
We just ran
into... I thought it was Mike Cram. I thought...
Guess who we ran into at the grocery store?
The...
Folks? The one and
the
only...
The sheriff?
No, you know who we talked to. It was Robin Holmes of Robin Holmes Imagination Hour, which is on just before Trail Mix.
Oh, yeah, I hear it's really great.
It's a wonderful show.
Yeah. Robin's wonderful.
She's a great gal.
Yeah. Dan's all right.
Dan's cool, too. And they both do Trail... not Trail Mix. They both do Robin's Imagination Hour every single...
You do Trail Mix, I thought.
I do Trail Mix.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What this is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the producer, right? And talent?
Yeah, mostly just me.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do it with
me. Produce special effects. You need to get, they need some help.
Oh. Hey. We do the best we can, me, myself, and I. Mike, is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners about gossip on the mountain or talk on the mountain or things that go on in the mountain?
I don't know what goes on in the mountain. I'm kind of stuck in the garage. You know?
Yeah.
So much going on in there. You know?
That's right. I help Mike be in the garage sometimes.
Yeah.
We could talk about that.
He holds the wood when I nail it.
Yeah.
Or when I cut it. He catches the end so it doesn't fall on the ground.
Yeah, and it's...
And he cleans up the sawdust after I'm done.
Even if Mike doesn't feel like building anything, he'll just call me up on the phone and say, hey, I kind of feel like sawing a piece of wood. Would you hold one in of it for me? I say, what it's for, and he'll say...
I've got nothing better to do, so I'll need to cut a board.
Yeah. And then he'll say, can you hang around a little bit? I'd kind of like to put a nail in it. Can you hold it down while I put a nail in it?
Oh, our house cleaner lives right over there.
Oh, yeah. Is that her
Tabitha,
truck?
Yeah.
Is it that big... house?
All those, yeah, with all those cars.
That's Tabitha's house. Tabitha Hufford. She's
and
both
her husband,
our
Sean. Yeah.
She's our housekeeper.
Yep. She she does a fine job. If you'd like her number, call Peter.
Yeah, leave a message at 242-7878, and I'll get you her number. She's...
Yep, she comes to Pine Mountain Club many days a week.
She goes to Fraser Park, Pinyon Pines, Cuddy Valley, all over the place. She's got a truck. Big truck. Well, that's 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes.
Not long, huh?
Yeah, is there anything else you want to say before we close? Why don't we mention Anna Bradley's improv thing that you're doing the poster for? Because we do have a date now. It's going to be October 19th, which is a Friday night.
Yes, at the Work of Art Gallery in Fraser Park.
Yes, do come. I think it starts at 7 p.m. It's $5 a ticket, which is a bargain.
Or if you want to leave an extra little extra money, that wouldn't hurt either.
That wouldn't hurt either.
So bring your wallet.
Yeah.
And closest friends.
Right. And I'll be one of the performers in that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the only guy, and it's like, what, 5 or 6 girls? Kind of like what I'm used to. I grew up that way.
Yeah. Yeah, you grew up in a family of females, right?
Yep.
Your dad's the only one out of 12,
five, right?
12 women.
And me and my dad and 6 women.
Oh, 6. Uh-huh.
Well, including my mom.
I bet it sometimes it felt like 12, didn't it?
Yeah.
When you're just a little old you and all them.
Oh, yeah.
And the youngest, too. Not the boot.
Enough of those memories. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, we're done with memories?
We're done. We're at 4 minutes, so...
Oh, we need a couple more hours, don't we?
Yeah.
Help me fill us up.
Unless you want to do...
Talk
about your family life right
Thank
now.
Thank you.
Real quick. Talk about your
We'll
siblings.
Talk about things later.
Next time.
Night, Peter.
Next time we'll talk about Mike's siblings. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Peter.
Att gå till deras sällskap är odyra Nu förstår de inte supa för en plåt Säkert ska det vara 4 Den som inte super är i stort förakt Bränner vin för tager både vett och makt Många säger så, bara jag kan få Lika gott vad det ska kosta Här förtjänas pengar både när och fjär Här förtjänas stora löner När som gossarna de skola gifta sig Så har de knappast till begåvning Orsak därtill är deras egen skuld De har illa handlat, ofta varit full Är det inte sant, ut i spel och dans Många krona blir förlorad Som så gärna vill sig gifta Här är en och annan som exempel ger Som både mod och fägring mista Kläderna de bliva smutsiga och få Kinderna de bliva både blek och blå Tröjan den blir trång och mannen den blir trång Ja, ack, vad uselt är att ha en sådan kär Bättre är att ogift vara
most likely a Russian folktale. One summer day, a little red hen was out in the farmyard. She was scratching for seeds. First she dug up the dirt with her left foot, then she dug up the dirt with her right foot. Every time she scratched, she looked to see what she could find. At last she found a grain of wheat. Said the little red hen.
What is this? Ah, it is a grain of wheat. I will plant it.
She called to the duck.
Please, duck, bark, help me to plant this grain of wheat.
Said the duck. She called to the goose.
Please, bark, goose, help me to plant this grain of wheat.
No,
said the goose.
I will not.
Then she went to the cat, who was dozing in the warm sun.
Bark, cat, will you help me to plant this grain of wheat? Bark.
But the cat said,
no.
She went to the pig.
Flock pig, will you help me to plant this grain of wheat? Bark.
But the pig said,
no.
So the little red hen had to plant it herself. She scratched a hole in the ground, put in the grain, and covered it with dirt. The sun shone and the rain fell. The wheat grew up tall and straight. It was ready to be taken to the mill to be made into flour.
Quack, quack,
called the little red hen.
Who will help me to carry the wheat to the mill?
Said the duck. Said the goose.
Not I,
said the cat. Said the pig. So the little red hen plucked the wheat and carried it to the mill herself. The mill stood on a clear stream. Quite far away, the little red hen was all out of breath when she got there.
Please, miller, here is some wheat. Will you grind it into flour so I can bake a loaf of bread?
Yes, said the miller. I will.
The day came and went, and the little red hen walked back to the mill. She got the flour, flung the bag on her back, and started off for home. Halfway there, she had to rest. The flour was very heavy, but at last she got to the door of the little house.
Who will help me to make the bread?
Said the little red hen. Said the duck. Said the goose.
Ow, not I.
Said the cat.
Not I.
Said the pig. So the little red hen had to make it herself. She tied on a large white apron. Then she took down a bowl, put it in the flour, some water, salt, and yeast, and mixed it all together. Soon the bread was ready to go into the oven.
Bark? Who will help me to bake the dough?
Said the duck.
No, I.
Said the goose.
Meow, not I.
Said the cat.
No, I.
Said the pig. So the little red hen baked it herself. After the sweet brown loaf had been taken from the oven, she placed it on the table to cool.
Now, who will help me to eat the bread?
She cried. Said the duck.
I will.
Said the goose.
Meow,
I will,
said the cat.
I will. I will,
said the pig. But the little red hen said,
Brock, no, you cannot have any. Brock, you would not help me, so I will eat it all by myself. Brock, clock, clock.
The end.
I was such a selfish little brat.
You were very selfish.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was a selfish goose.
Only the miller was nice.
Yeah,
I have a loaf.
You should have some food for the miller. The miller was a nice guy, right?
I gave him some.
Oh, yeah. Now you should have the miller come over and have some more. Right?
Yes.
Eat the bread.
Butter on it.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, so what's the moral of the story, Robin?
The moral of the story is when people ask for help, it's nice to help them because you never know what might happen. You might get hot bread from the oven with butter on it.
Yeah, or even if you don't get anything, just the pure joy of helping somebody.
Ah, no, there you go.
There, okay.
And then if they do happen to share with you later, it's just...
As long as you're not doing it just to get what you want.
Right, right. You don't want ulterior motives.
Right, yeah.
We can get real detailed on this. Now, here's a question for Robin. Robin, what if somebody asked you to help them do something bad, like rob a bank?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Nope. Children?
I don't want to go to jail.
Use something called discretion when you're helping people.
Mmm.
Yep.
If it feels like you're going to get in trouble, you probably will, huh?
Yeah. If your gut tells you that, listen to that little gut voice. Yeah. You betcha, kids. Right, Robin?
Yes.
Yeah. By gum.
I'm just having so much fun listening to you two. You're, yeah.
Yeah. Listening to YouTube.
No, you want to stay away from that one, too.
Yeah.
No, seriously, yes. The moral of the story is help. Help others.
Help
just
others.
Just for the pure joy of helping.
And
yes.
And if somebody ends up, you know, that building, like, let's say a Corvette Stingray, and then at the end they say, will you let me take a ride in it? And they say, no, because you didn't help me make this car. Go away.
Oh,
I kept
bummer.
Asking, you know, there's no wonder, you know, you don't get joy riding that wonderful red Corvette.
Red. It's red, too.
Well, it's a segue to a Prince song, so I thought you could put in that song.
Okay.
Find that MP3 somewhere.
Just plug it in.
Little red Corvette, little red Corvette.
Oh, it's not the Raspberry Beret.
That's another one. He likes raspberry red colors. Purple Rain. He likes
Purple Rain.
Rain,
yeah.
And he's, yeah. He's got one color. No, that's not one.
So he's a colorful artist, huh?
He's very colorful, yeah. Most likely a Russian folktale. Could be something else, though, for all we know. Most likely a Russian folktale.
Most likely.
Most likely.
Most likely, yes.
You're a very good chicken there, Robin.
Boy, I'll say.
Sound like a week.
Did you?
Week chicken.
Very good narration there, Dan.
Yes. Yeah. I thought it was very good.
And nobody could understand the duck.
No.
That works good.
No, every one of your characters had a different sound.
It's very good. Very animated.
We went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said,
She knew how to get a kick. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret. And if it was worn, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry beret. I think I love her. The way you sound so cool when it hits the bottom room. You feel like a movie star. Listen, this ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. I'll tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. Cause baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was then. Love a
Real doggy dreamers, it's the end of another program. Well, we'll be back next week. And also, you'll hear a repeat of this show on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m., followed by Out of the Woods. In fact, we're going to have our next Out of the Woods show right after this show, Sunday. Of course, we've always got Robin's Imagination Hour every Sunday night at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. and a repeat on Wednesdays, just like this show. And Out of the Woods at 8:30 for a couple of hours, and then Old Time Radio, Garrison Keillor, and Writer's Almanac, and Old Time Radio from OTRCat.com is where we get a lot of our shows. And Rural War Room has changed to Friday nights at 5 p.m., plays for 4 hours, sometimes 5 hours, if Donovan and Byron feel like going into the wee hours. So that'll be from 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 p.m., sometimes 10 p.m., and then followed by Vampire Vic and his blues show. And I understand Vampire Vic is going to have a lot of spooky Halloween-related songs the entire month of October. So that's exciting. Yes, we're really excited about John's program, Out of the Woods, from New London, New Hampshire out there. Wonderful acoustic programs. And that'll be coming up right now, and then a repeat Wednesdays. And again, Rural War Room, Friday nights at 5 p.m., and we repeat his show and Vampire Vic show on Tuesday nights, 5 p.m. And, of course, Vampire Vic comes on at about 9 or 10 p.m. right after that. Tuesdays, the repeat show and the new show every Friday night. So we love Rural War Room. We love Out of the Woods. We love all our local broadcasters, Richard Bermudez, who's also known as Vampire Vic, and, of course, Robin and Dan. Thanks to Mike Cram. And don't forget, October 19th at 7 p.m. at Work of Heart Gallery, right behind Coffee Cantina, the improv show, Anna Bradley's troupe from the mountain communities. Good night, everybody.
Happy trails to you until